Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks, now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect light rain and a fresh breeze. Highs of 19, lows of 15. Tuesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. Highs of 20, lows of 12. Wednesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. Highs of 19, lows of 12. Thursday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. Highs of 21 and lows of 15. And Friday, we can expect sunny and a moderate breeze. Highs of 24, lows of 16. I'll update you more next weekend.
In Isle of Wight news this week, the Sea Close Park development has this week met further resistance as a community council has voted to oppose the plans. As part of a draft Newport Harbour Master Plan, more than 40 houses are proposed to be built on the entrance to Sea Close Park, but now councillors are campaigning to get it removed. A motion proposed by Councillor Mary Craven at Newport and Carisbrook Community Council to unreservedly oppose the plans, recognising the importance of retaining the green space, was voted for in favour by 11 of her fellow councillors. However, two Conservative Isle of Wight councillors also sitting on Newport and Carisbrook Community Council, councillors Steve Hastings and Richard Hollis, abstained from the vote. The motion follows a petition which has gathered more than 3,000 signatures since it was started 2 weeks ago by Councillor Matthew Price, who's been a strong voice against the houses since they were first proposed. Speaking after the motion passed, Councillor Price said, "I would like to thank Councillor Mary Craven for bringing forward this motion and to all members who voted for it. It's a fantastic endorsement of the campaign against this housing." And meanwhile, Roof Street in Gurnard has been closed from its junction with outside Hart's Farm to outside Duke's Farm for a distance of 68 metres. The closure is required to enable contractors to excavate the carriageway and repair a collapsed pipe. The diversion will affect these streets: Palance Road, Place Road, Tuttons Hill, Worsley Road and Soward View Road. Diversion routes will be signed at the time of closure. Reasonable facilities will be provided to allow access to adjacent premises while the road is closed. And finally, Anderson Boat Cruises, who've been running the Coral Star as a ferry between Yarmouth and Lymington for the past few weeks, has extended its services. The demand for a passenger ferry on the route has led to Coral Star now adding a later trip of 5 p.m. from Yarmouth and 6 p.m. from Lymington. J. Smith Douse of Anderson Boat Cruises says, "As long as there is a demand, the ferry will keep operating. Thank you to everyone that has supported Anderson Boat Cruises." That's all. I'm Jasper Hagot-Sotal.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your famous birthdays. Number 1, Rita Marley, who's a reggae singer. Number 2, Alex Presley, who's a baseball player. Number 3, Meg Donnelly, who's a TV actress. And number 4, Jay Sage, who's a TikTok star. I'll tell you their ages and dates of birth in a minute. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. On the 20th of July 1969, the Apollo 11 lunar module touched down on the surface of the moon. This ended the space race between the USA, also known as the United States of America, and the USSR, also known as Russia. Although the USSR had beaten the USA 3 times in the space race already, by launching a satellite, an animal, and then a human into space, the USA prevailed by building the Apollo 11 rocket, which sent three astronauts, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins, to the moon. On the 23rd of July 1989, Daniel Radcliffe, the person that played wizard child Harry Potter in the book-based film series of the same name, was born. Harry Potter learns magic at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry with his friends Ron and Hermione. However, the Dark Lord Voldemort is after Harry, as Harry is Voldemort's only obstacle to becoming the most powerful dark wizard of all time. The 24th of July 1908 was when the second modern Olympic marathon took place. The marathon is a long distance run that is 26 miles long. The term was invented when an ancient Greek soldier ran 26 miles to inform some other Greeks about a victory at the Battle of Marathon. The person who got first place was disqualified for going the wrong way along the track, that was the final stretch, and had to be helped up multiple times after he collapsed. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is delate. D-E-L-A-T-E. It means report an offence or crime, or inform against or denounce someone. It originated from the late 15th century from the Latin word delat, which means referred or carried away. But it was also from the verb defer. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
Hello everyone, my name's Ophelia, and remember I told you all about these people who've had their birthdays today? Well, now I'm going to tell you their ages and dates of birth. Number 1, Rita Marley, who was born in 1946 and is aged 74 today. Number 2, Alex Presley, who was born in 1985 and is aged 35 years old today. Number 3, Meg Donnelly, who was born in 2000 and is aged 20 today. And finally, Jay Sage, who was born in the year 2000 as well and is 20 years old today. I'll tell you more famous birthdays next week. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, local residents are being warned not to lose their voice on decisions that affect them by making sure their electoral registration details are up to date. With elections for the Isle of Wight Council, Town, Parish and Community Councils and the Police and Crime Commissioner due to take place on the Isle of Wight in May 2021, this is an important opportunity for residents to make sure they can take part. The annual canvass ensures the Isle of Wight Council can keep the electoral register up to date, identifying any residents who are not registered so they can be encouraged to do so. Once registered, they would then be able to take part in any future elections. Claire Shand, Electoral Registration Officer at the Isle of Wight Council, said, "It's important residents keep an eye out for letters from us, so we can make sure we have the right details on the electoral register for every address on the island. To make sure you are able to have your say at the elections in May 2021, simply follow the instructions in your letter." Meanwhile, Red Funnel is pleased to announce it will be doubling its daily Redjet crossings, taking the service from 6 daily crossings from each side to 12. These new crossing times will remain consistent 7 days a week, with the exception of Saturday and Sunday, where there will be no 5:35 crossing from Southampton and no 6:15 crossing from West Cowes. Red Funnel is also pleased to confirm that it will increase its vehicle ferry crossings from 1st of August, returning to a more familiar hourly service between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. 7 days a week, while also maintaining its late night and early morning crossings. The increase in sailings on the vehicle ferries and red jets is supported by increasing demand for travel and is an encouraging sign as the island recovers from the effects of COVID-19. Sailings will continue to run at a reduced passenger capacity across all vessels to allow for social distancing, and the new times will allow for greater convenience and choice for those travelling across the Solent. And finally, step back in time and rediscover two of the Isle of Wight's historic treasures. Dinosaur Isle and Newport Roman Villa are getting set to reopen soon. Dinosaur Isle opened this week with a raft of strict new health and safety measures in place, including a new booking system. Visitors must book in advance by calling 01983 404 344 in order to control numbers and help reduce contact. Other measures include a new one-way route, 2 meter social distancing rules, additional cleaning, hand sanitizer stations at regular intervals, and visitors must wear face coverings at all times. The museum will also comply with the government's test and trace measures, so will require contact details for all visitors. That's it, I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.